As I pulled into the driveway, I couldn't help but feel the pounding in my chest start to hammer loudly. We'd never met, and yet here I was about to knock on the door of a person I knew like the back of my hand. Well, I knew more about this person than some of my own family, and they knew me just as much. It's weird how in this day and age we connect and post and we share our lives to millions of people all around the world without so much as leaving our chair. And even more weird, in doing so, allows us to share emotion and genuine connections with people on a human level. This was one of those such connections. Thousands of miles across countries and oceans, yet he was a person that knew everything about me, that I presented myself to like an open book. Over years of calls and countless messages, they became someone I could rely on, someone I cared about. And now here I was, still sat in that driveway, listening to the thumping of my heart and the subtle sound of music from my car stereo, attempting to somehow calm my nerves and work through the anxious feeling residing in the pit of my stomach. It felt somewhat odd to look at that house and think that on the other side of that door was not only a friend, but a stranger, an uncertainty, an unknown, while at the same time familiarity, a comfort. It's a strange feeling placing that mutual trust on someone you don't have the chance of meeting in real life. An even stranger feeling knowing that in a moment's time, you'd be meeting for the first time. Night after night of calls till stupid o'clock in the morning. Days spent binging Netflix or movies to our heart's content. Or simply just texting throughout the day, documenting our daily lives in order to give each other a glimpse of what life is like thousands of miles apart. And what it would be like if they were there with you. Helping each other through personal drama or simply just being there while you vented to one another over the phone to get whatever stresses off your chest. Each pushing the other to do things they otherwise would shy away from or keeping them from doing things that they otherwise would be harmful. But there's only so much you can do over the World Wide Web and the phone. I swallowed and I raised my hand to the car door. I slung my rucksack over my shoulder with the other and I pushed that door ajar, stepping out onto the hot concrete of the driveway of a stranger before approaching the door of my friend. And I knocked.